Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are
in
mid-April, and we've passed tax day, and we're heading hopefully into spring. So in Colorado, the end of March in April, we have actually big snowstorms. So,
yeah, you said we had a big one out here.
Yeah.
End of March. That 22 inches. The end of March.
How did you guys do at your place?
So for us, it wasn't that. We got like 5 inches and then it rained and went away. But up at Dunkel's place, a little over an hour from us, he had a retreat going that weekend. And we were all laughing about the fact that, on that leadership call we were on just before this, he's up there and skiing and praying for snow. And lo and behold, God heard him.
Yeah.
And decided, and he had a whole crew up there from Florida, from some other places too, I think from Rhode Island as well. But had a whole crew up there from Florida, and 22 inches of snow was unheard of for them. So I think they had a ball with it, to be honest. It just snowed and never quit.
Yeah, that's great. Well, that's kind of fun. And we had a 3-foot snowstorm in our when we did a retreat a couple weeks ago. And so that was interesting that we able to get around. And we did it at our house instead of up in the mountains. So that worked out all right. And it was great. We'll have a reunion of those people, and they're all excited about expressing how wonderful abiding has been for them. Mm-hmm. And they're learning what it means to hear God's voice.
That's awesome.
It's kind of fun. So we've been talking about the process, and we've described being with him, mm-hmm. Rejoicing in his presence, hearing his voice. Last time we talked about if we abide in him, which means we are hearing his voice, we're having a relationship with him, and then we listen to what he says, my words, mm-hmm. that he speaks to us, which will be scripture particularly that he'll lift out as a promise. Then you can pray that promise. I'll perform it because I'll show you how it applies to you and your situation. And by this, my Father is glorified because he'll do these supernatural things through the processing of abiding, listening, understanding. And one of the beautiful things, which sent a question, and actually I've been one of the groups I've been discipling, we've been processing these kind of things. And one of the statements that came up was, how do we know mm-hmm. that we actually are following and doing the things of his will? Because I said, I understand it. I have a heart to do it. Well, how do I know?
Right. And they want confidence to take those steps, right?
I need confidence.
Yeah. Confidence that I'm actually hearing.
And confirmation. Yeah. God says, well, I'm going to give you one element of the process that's going to build your confidence. Mm-hmm. And it's called unity. So when we talk about unity, we're going to see here what unity is about, but it's going beyond ourselves. Mm-hmm. To draw in somebody else to the process mm-hmm. that helps confirm, because the question, which is legitimate, I have a heart to do this. I think I'm hearing, but how do I know that I'm actually following what he really is saying?
Right.
Because what if I think I'm hearing, but I'm going off and doing something else?
Right.
I said, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. And in a way, it's one of the most dangerous places there is. Mm. Is, oh yeah, I heard God say, but he didn't really say that. Mm. So I'm assuming he said it, or I attributed it to him to saying it. I'm doing the following of that, and God said, actually, I didn't say that to you.
Right.
It's something else. And so he says, let me give you a help with this called unity. So let's talk about this. So go to Ephesians 4, 1 to 6.
Sure. It says, I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all.
Yeah. You know, Paul's writing this. He's been describing in Ephesians, continue to seek God's will, mm-hmm. Understand God's will. And then he says in chapter 4, he says there's a way of living this out. And mm-hmm. he says, do it with honor and respect. Have a heart to do that with other people, you know, bring them into the process. And then he makes a statement. He says, seek unity with who?
Let me find the verse for you. But basically, you're seeking unity with the Spirit, yeah. with other believers and with the Spirit.
Yeah, see, it's not an agreement between two people. Because
right.
you
and I can agree on lots of things yeah. and not have consulted God on it, right?
Yeah, and particularly when you think of, because I do a lot of stuff in business, typically to get an agreement in a business scenario it's called a negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, okay, I would like this and I want this. Okay, what if we compromise?
Right.
And you do this and I'll do this and then we can come to a level of that'll work. And it's a very, what I call human, natural in the flesh mm-hmm. thing. And it works, and people, can do it. But he's saying spiritually, when you're seeking my will, it's not you two of you deciding what is a good idea.
Right.
It's not a negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
It says, matter of fact, in the Greek here, it says work really, 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 really hard to reach agreement with the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
Which means that we both, or all of us, if we have more than one, have to have confirmation that the Holy Spirit is saying, yes, this is my
right.
will. This is the step to take. And he says, I built it that way to help you.
Right.
Now, he tells us a really important reason for that. It goes on to explain what? There's one what?
One Holy
there's
Spirit.
There's only one Holy Spirit. Now, so if I'm drawing Linda into the process with me, which mm-hmm. is our primary partner, our spouse, who's in Linda?
Same Holy Spirit that's in you.
That's in me.
Not a junior one, not a senior one, but the same Holy Spirit.
That's right, or not a different one. And that, mm-hmm. Therefore, he says, I can't tell you two different things. If you have
right.
a both heart to go, I'll confirm it in both of you,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be in unity where, am I hearing this right? Am I understanding
right.
this right? And what happens is that it's a spiritual process because he said it's mm-hmm. through the Holy Spirit. You are going to hear things. You are going to process things. You are going to understand things. So what you say is, hey, honey, and by the way, it's both your spouse is your primary one, but there's also an element of your small group or an inner circle that
right.
you would like to bring into this process as well, because they have the same Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, if I'm being brought in to somebody else's issue, I don't even have to fully know everything that person knows. I can just say I confirm that
mm-hmm.
because of the peace, the communication I have with the Father of, is that what you're saying?
Right.
And he'll either say yes or no, or not quite. Or, yep, I'm confirming that with you. Or, no.
Or yes, but there's another question they need to ask.
Yeah.
Or, lots of different things.
There's something else.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. And so when Linda and I are doing it, it's here's what I believe we're hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I believe is God's will. Do you have confirmation?
Right.
And see, she trusts her spirit as, yes, I feel good about this. Yes, I get a yes too. Or, no.
There's still a pause there.
I still don't quite feel good about this. There's something not right about it. Mm-hmm. I can't confirm that.
Right.
And so with the beauty of that, if she says I can't confirm that, it means I don't have what? Unity.
You don't have the unity yet.
So right. keep going. Mm-hmm. Why would you not? And he said, I built in this process to give you confirmation, to give you confidence. Mm-hmm. When two of you can say, I'm in agreement with the Holy Spirit. And he said, my role will be to trouble you or to check you or to not give that sense of peace and confirmation. And you'll know it.
Right, and that's that Colossians 3:15. Yeah, the peace of God will rule your heart, literally umpire your heart and tell you when you're in or out.
Yeah,
right?
and you begin to trust it. So that, and remember, it doesn't matter if Linda says I can't confirm it, and even I can sense, well, maybe you're in the flesh, you know, and you're not getting it yet, and I don't need to worry about that.
Right.
Don't worry about that. There is a requirement. Mm-hmm. If we're going to go to unity with the Spirit, what is the requirement? We have to want to hear what he has to say.
Right.
We have to seek his will, not mine. So I can't get stubborn and say, well, I can't confirm it because I don't want to confirm it because I don't like this.
Right.
No, it's do you have a heart to go and are you neutral? Mm-hmm. And keep going and keep going. And the beautiful thing is because of Psalm 133, there's a beautiful result to that. So read Psalm 133, and then we'll pull this together.
Sure. It says, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. It's like the dew of Hermon, descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
Yeah. So he says, when you dwell, live in, remain in unity. Remember, unity is with the Holy Spirit. He says, there I'll command the blessing.
Yes.
Okay, so think about what is there.
In unity.
Yeah, when you get to unity, because why? You've discovered my will. Mm-hmm. I have confirmation that it's my will.
Right.
And now... I will command the blessing of what I just spoke, and you wait until you get to that point. But once you get to that point, now you can pray, Father, would you fulfill what you just said? Mm-hmm. And he said, I'll command it. And the word command there isn't I'll suggest it or think about it or maybe.
Right.
I'm going to make it happen.
Yes.
Which circles back to what we talked about yesterday. And that is if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can pray it. Mm-hmm. The Father will do it.
And trust that he will do it, yes.
Because why? Well, you've discovered my will. Mm-hmm. Well, how does that work? Unity.
Yeah.
And so it's a beautiful, wonderful process that he says, I built into you in community that you and your spouse have a heart to go, and I'll show you what that looks like, and then you'll confirm it. And when you confirm it, and it does prove to be true, he commands the blessing. As a spouse, what would you keep doing? I think I'll keep doing that.
Right, right. Can I highlight, I had a conversation with somebody the other day who has not been through the abiding material or the retreat, and sweet, sweet person who is so in love with God, and so is her husband, and I can't wait to get them through this at some point. But it was an interesting conversation because he is facing a decision about his job coming up. And in the most loving, supportive way, she's like, well, because I asked her how they were processing that and what God was saying. And her response was, he is so strong and capable at his job. I have so much respect for him that whatever he says, I simply want to support. And so I had to back her up a little and talk her through that support isn't just rubber stamping.
Right.
Support is stepping into the gift of seeking unity in the Holy Spirit, and how much more freedom and confidence he can have stepping into those decisions as well as her simply by using the gift that was given to both of them because they are believers. in seeking unity with the Spirit and letting God speak to it, to both of them, and not quieting her voice in it. And so
right.
I think sometimes as spouses, honestly, especially in certain veins of churches, you tend to think supporting is rubber stamping rather than walking in the gift of unity.
Yeah. And it isn't a surrender to the other person's decision.
Right.
It's a heart to hear from God.
And a surrender to what he says,
because there I command blessing, mm-hmm. Which is something that I had to learn, because in our early years of marriage, I was so dominant that she caved. And she was a mm-hmm. pastor's kid. And it was easy for her to cave in. Whatever. You know,
right.
You're going to make it anyway, so I just let you do it. And of course, I made some big mistakes and learned that unity is such a critical piece of the process that why would you not want to utilize that beautiful element of life that I've given you? Mm-hmm. And I've given you a spouse that has the same Holy Spirit. Then why would you not want to help her process
right.
to speak up? Do you agree? It's okay that you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? Are you in confirmation? And if we haven't got to unity, see, God says, yeah, because you haven't discovered my will yet.
Right, right.
And by the way, as you look at that, it'll be, hey, Rich, what Linda's hearing is actually my will. You need to see it too. Or, hey, mm-hmm. Linda, what Rich is seeing is actually my will. You need to see it too. Or, and this happens a lot, neither one of you are there yet. There's mm-hmm. more to this.
Right.
And perhaps, by the way, he said, instead of you trying to solve the issue or come to a solution, the reason I'm not confirming it is that you need to take a step first.
Right.
Go back to the step. Can you agree on
that's
the step?
Good.
And then you'll see the next step and the next step.
Right.
And
sometimes there's even timing at play, all kinds of different things, right?
Yeah, all these beautiful things, you know, of what it is. So that... and it works into really everything and simple things, so that, you know, Linda and I, when we were building our house, our retreat home, we did agree that we're only going to use vendors, contractors, subcontractors mm-hmm. that we feel good about.
Right.
And that we research it, we ask, seek, and knock, we take the step, we verify, we confirm. And it was beautiful because we would be processing and there'd be somebody, you know, that would be there and, hey, they have, you know, some reputation and they have some skill. And my reaction is, I think that'll work fine. You know, and Linda mm-hmm. would say, I don't feel good about this.
Right.
Something's not right here. And because I had learned the beauty of unity, is like, okay, I don't need to try to force her.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is that God said, think about this, Rich. What do you want? Well, I want your will because
mm-hmm.
it's best and none better. And there you're going to command blessing. He
right.
said, keep.
That's where I want to be.
keep that at the forefront of everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
And when your wife doesn't agree, just keep going.
Right.
And it's okay. You know, and so it would be, okay, well then I'm willing. Let's go look for somebody else or let's go process it. And the neat thing was is that when it did come together where, yep, I'm confirming mm-hmm. for you and for Linda that that's the right guy,
right.
It proved to be the right guy.
Mm.
You know, and it was really beautiful that we got to experience that because we practiced it on something even as simple as that.
Right.
Of are you in agreement? And by the way, he says, because I'm the one guiding, I'm the vine dresser, not you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be keep being the vine dresser on what? Everything. And do it through unity. And then we bring our, Linda and I bring our inner circle into it. We have people that we regularly rely on, like Dave. Dave and I have worked together on this. Is that
right?
You know, hey, Dave, I want to open this up. I want to tell you where I'm at. I'm tell you what decision I'm hearing. Here's what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Could you please confirm that?
Yeah.
And again, it's really simple.
And it's such a gift, right? It's such a gift.
Yeah, it's a gift. And I can work the other way. If Dave said that, you know, says something to me, see the privilege I have is to say, Father, is that your will?
Right.
And
right.
It'll be really like, no, not quite. Or yeah, that is. You can confirm it. Or nope, there's more to this. Encourage mm-hmm. him, you know, to keep going. And because of that privilege, and then we just stay with it until it's like, yep. That there it is, and mm-hmm. everyone has heard me and confirmed it, and I promise you I will get you there.
Right.
Why would you not see?
Right.
So we would encourage everybody that's listening is first of all draw your spouse into that process, and don't be so afraid of disagreement. And like Kathy said, don't even cave as you think mm-hmm. isn't that a better way to go? Right. I'll just do whatever he wants. And isn't that a holy thing? And God said, actually, mm-hmm. it's not.
Right.
I need you to weigh in here and process to unity and stay with me until you get there. So encourage everybody to work through disagreements. Mm-hmm. It's very healthy. When Lynn and I disagree, we just say we don't yet know God's will.
Right.
We don't let it ruin our day. We don't let it ruin our weekend. It's just, okay, keep going. And it's okay. You can still enjoy the day, mm-hmm. and it's okay that you disagree. You just haven't got there yet. By the way, right. if you stay with me, I'll get you there. And the neat thing is, I'll get you there 100% of the time, all the time. Now, the timing is the issue of how you do it. So encourage you to draw your spouse in and start to gather people around you that have a heart to hear God's voice, to abide, mm-hmm. and to be part of your processing. To be willing to confirm for you, and then you can serve them by confirming for them.
Yeah,
and there it's a great privilege to do that together.
It's so much. We literally just had a couple over last night who we've been walking this out with for a long time, and they had an issue that just wanted some confirmation. It was so beautiful just to spend time in God's Word, hear what He was speaking to them, and help them to see and confirm, this is what God's saying. There's still a couple more questions to ask and, you know, what's the next step sort of thing. And it was so much fun. I mean, it's just a privilege.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I would also just encourage, can I just say, for those who are listening who are not married, it is beautiful to pull your spouse in, but Christian community, Christian abiding friend, that is all places that this can work as well. So 100%. If you're unmarried or your spouse is an unbeliever, you are not precluded from the gift of unity.
No, that's right. And that's a great point is friendship. It doesn't have to, it's a good place to start if you have a spouse that has a heart to do it, but it's not
Absolutely.
The only place. And then coming back to your example, why did those people come to you?
Because we've been doing this together now for several years, but it's been sweet. They abide. They want to seek the confirmation. It's a big step that's going on, and know that we will listen and pray with them and also be able to confirm in unity.
Because they know something is that there God commands blessing. So I'm going to invite you into this process with me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I'm seeking confirmation. I'm not seeking advice.
Right.
I don't want you to tell me what to do.
Not wanting you to tell me what to do.
I want you to confirm, is what we're hearing
mm-hmm.
God's will? Is there something we're quite missing? Is there other things you have to add to it? And when you learn that, you know, just like that couple said, hey, Kathy and Dan, we have a situation here that we would like confirmation. We know mm-hmm. that you have a same spirit that can do that.
Right.
Would you be willing to do it? Why? Because that'll give us the confidence
right.
of which direction we take or the step we take.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing because God says, I built it in for you to have
and
that privilege.
And it's such a gift, right? Such a gift.
It really is. So we just encourage everybody, again, I'm glad you brought that up about singles, is, you know, you can have friends do this. You can have other people join you in your small group. Get around people. Mm-hmm. So it's unity of the spirit. It's a good thing if your spouse and you can do it. But it's not it's not the only way. So we do praise you on that. Okay, Heavenly Father, we just know that our role is to work really, really, really hard to get to unity of the Spirit and stay with it until we do. And there's one Spirit, and we can be confident of that. And then there, you're going to command blessing. And why would we not? And we've experienced that, Kathy and Dan, Rich and Linda, our small groups, our inner circles, we get to experience that all the time, and we really understand the beauty, the wonder of unity to give that confirmation, which is what we need, and what a privilege that is. And so we just pray that we'll seek that, we'll bring other people into the process, and we'll stay with it until there is unity of the Spirit. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us. If you have questions, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. Look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.